From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul as part of an offensive to drive the Islamic State out of the city. The spokesman for the Combined Joint Task Force, Colonel John Dorian, told reporters that the Islamic State militants, also known as Daesh, who choose to stand and fight, face a certain death.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul, and the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday sacked the commander of the peacekeeping force in South Sudan after a damning report showing that the Blue Helmets failed to protect civilians during a recent outbreak of violence in Juba. Ban has asked for the immediate replacement of the force commander, according to a UN spokesman. Hundreds of rescuers are struggling Tuesday to find 15 coal miners still trapped a day after a gas explosion killed 18 of their colleagues in western China. The blast ripped through a privately owned mine called Jin Shengao. Just two miners are confirmed to have survived that blast. Turkey has denied allegations by human rights group the police have tortured or abused detainees after the failed coup attempt. An Interior Ministry statement Tuesday criticized a Human Rights Watch report. You can follow U.S. political coverage at voanews.com. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, meanwhile, are campaigning in battleground states. This is VOA News. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi arrived in Tokyo Tuesday. She's there for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. A Japanese foreign ministry official says the focus of their talks will be on economic assistance and Japanese hopes of building a better business environment there by offering infrastructure support. As fighting escalates in eastern and western Aleppo, the United Nations warns both Syrian government and rebel forces may be guilty of war crimes that divided the northern Syrian city. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations says in the past few days, more than 40 people have been killed and many injured. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lajerke says this was due to the high number of rockets indiscriminately launched by armed opposition groups on civilian areas in western Aleppo.
They also note that at the same time, there are some 275,000 people that remain trapped in eastern Aleppo, that is under siege, no aid coming in, no people going out.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The largest gasoline pipeline in the United States remains shut off Tuesday in the state of Alabama. It comes after an explosion killed one and injured five. Fire crews battled to control the resulting wildfire. That blaze broke out on Monday in Shelby County after an excavator being used by contractors hit the Colonial Pipeline and sparked an explosion, according to a company statement. The pipeline outage had an immediate impact on commodities markets, lifting crude futures. At least 9 people were killed and 59 wounded Tuesday in Pakistan when a gas cylinder exploded and started a fire inside an oil tanker. Officials say that tanker was being broken up for scrap at a shipping yard in Baluchistan province west of Karachi. Meanwhile, the finance minister, Philip Hammond, Tuesday warned that Britain will strike back against states hacking into strategic networks in order to avoid a military showdown. It's part of a new cyber defense plan unveiled at $2.3 billion. President Barack Obama has extended U.S. sanctions on Sudan for another year, saying Khartoum's policies remain an extraordinary threat to the national security of the United States. Areas hit by Italy's earthquake, the 6.5 magnitude quake that displaced the ground by up to 70 centimeters, according to Italian scientists Tuesday. Satellite images found that the quake deformed the landscape over 130 square kilometers. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.